WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News.
Special report, UK concert attack. I'm Elliot Francis. The death toll now stands at 22 in Monday's deadly explosion outside Manchester Arena in the UK. 59 are injured. Reid Binion reports.
A deadly explosion rocking an area outside of England's Manchester Arena Monday night as concert goers left the show by pop singer Ariana Grande. The concert attended mostly by young fans, many of them tweens and teenagers. Terrified parents struggling after the attack to learn if their children were among the dead or injured.
And I don't know how people can do this to innocent children.
Police are treating the explosion as a terrorist incident and say a suspected IED was used. Officials saying the blast was likely a suicide bombing. A man at the scene identified as the possible attacker. I'm Reid Binion.
Meanwhile, UK Labour Party leader Jeremy Corbyn says he and Prime Minister Theresa May have agreed to suspend election campaigning until further notice because of that deadly blast. I'm Elliot Francis. President Trump is meeting with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas in Bethlehem this morning. During his remarks following the meeting between those two leaders, Mr. Trump extended his condolences to the victims of the suicide bombing in Manchester and then had some choice words for those behind the attack.
I won't call them monsters because they would like that term. They would think that's a great name. I will call them, from now on, losers, because that's what they are. They're losers. And we'll have more of them. But they're losers. Just remember that.
Singer Ariana Grande is suspending her world tour after Monday's deadly blast following her show at Manchester Arena. Grande was expected to play in London Thursday with additional concert stops in Belgium, Poland, Germany, and Switzerland. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. A judge's ruling that another study needs to be done on the Purple Line could be a fatal blow to the project.
Federal funding's ready through September if the appeals process can be done by then, but Montgomery County Council President Roger Berliner says the funding shouldn't be going anywhere.
My belief is Congress will continue to stand by the Purple Line while we work through the legal process.
We had the trains available in 2022. They would already be obsolete.
Ajay Bhatt, the Friends of the Capitol Crescent Trail, has been fighting the line. He says leaders should instead be looking at technological advances in transportation.
Many companies are talking about automated vehicles in a shorter time frame than what the Purple Line's first trip would be.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Hundreds came to a vigil last night at Bowie State University to honor a student who would have graduated today but who was murdered last weekend. Classmates, friends, and family filled a campus auditorium to share memories of 23-year-old Richard Collins III. Meanwhile, the suspect in Collins' death, 22-year-old Sean Urbanski, is being held without bond on murder charges. As expected, the Rockville City Council has voted to ban outdoor smoking or vaping at bars and restaurants. Now, in this area, only La Plata has a similar ordinance. Neither D.C. nor Virginia have passed any such legislation. Tuition at Virginia's community colleges is going up a little bit next fall. The Virginia Community College System Board has set the in-state tuition and fees for the upcoming year, and the new pricing will raise the cost of a typical three-credit class by $12. The cost of a full-time load of courses for the year will increase by about $120. And troubles aren't over for the Baltimore cops involved in Freddie Gray's death. Even though none of the six was ever convicted of any criminal charges, five of them now face internal discipline, and three could be fired. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 20,895, the NASDAQ at 6134. Sports, the Nats were idle last night. They host Seattle tonight. The Orioles blow an early five-run lead and lose to the Twins. WMAL News Time 5:04 up next. Traffic and weather, then it's Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Every day, on the front lines of healthcare, there are new challenges and new opportunities. At United Health Group, we're built to help with both. We're partnering with employers to provide data and insights that can help improve employees' health outcomes. Ensuring seniors have both stability and choice in their healthcare benefits. Working with governments to expand access to healthcare coverage, lower costs, and improve care quality. And providing consumers with innovative tools that can make healthcare better and simpler. These are just a few of the ways we're supporting those on the front lines of healthcare. To all those with a passion to improve healthcare, Our question is, how can we help? United Health Group, built for better health. Learn more at unitedhealthgroup.com.
On 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
We're off to a good start around the Capitol Beltway. No problems early on 270. MacArthur Boulevard still remains closed. We have the large water main break with the road repairs still ongoing. So MacArthur Boulevard not accessible in the stretch between Reservoir Road and Foxhall Road. So plan accordingly. Looks like we're free and clear here of the road work as you make your travels on DC 295, pushing up toward Benning. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Clouds this morning, patchy fog, cloudy this afternoon with a few showers, 68. Showers early tonight, 58. Tomorrow, isolated showers and thunderstorms, mainly in the afternoon, 74. Then some steadier rain tomorrow night with thunderstorms, and maybe a few storms on Thursday. I'm meteorologist Ray Sijic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 63 in Arlington, 59 in Beltsville, 63 degrees in Washington. The president labels the Manchester bomber a loser. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL. It's 5:06 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall. Mary Walter is out sick today, but you got Larry and Vince in the house. It's going to be a blast all morning long as we cover the horrific terror attacks in Manchester and also the president's reaction and reaction to many other things happening here stateside as well. It's a busy morning. At 7:05, Tom Rogan of National Review will give us the latest, not only on the terror attacks, but also on the president's trip today, meeting with the Palestinian authorities. At 7:35, Denise Patton-Pace. She is trying to keep the name Jeb Stuart on Jeb Stuart High School. So we will speak with her about it. And then at 8:05, Noah Pollack of the Weekly Standard to give us a breakdown of the president's trip in Israel and the Palestinian territories. Once again, I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Vince Colonnais.
Good morning, Larry. This morning, America is joining the rest of the world in reacting with shock at the events that took place last night. As many of us were sitting down to dinner in Manchester Arena, a suicide bomber, officials are now saying, detonated an IED last night, leaving 22 people dead and at least 22 people and at least 59 people injured at an Ariana Grande concert at Manchester Arena. Here's some of the sound of what people there were experiencing last night.
The sheer panic and screams of those people as they're leaving, this is outside the actual arena itself, is in the lobby area where people were leaving.
Right. And
terrifying.
And you could hear the notifications going off, and they were urging people to sort of have an orderly departure from the arena. But of course, it's all but impossible in a situation like that.
Manchester Police Chief Constable Ian Hopkins speaking to the media.
At around 10:33 p.m., we received reports of an explosion at Manchester Arena in the city centre. This was at the conclusion of the Ariana Grande concert. We are currently treating this as a terrorist incident until we have further information.
And we heard the last record come on, and people started streaming out, and then next thing is a big flash. Didn't really hear the bang to start off with. Big flash, and then a whoosh of air, and just thought, what the hell's that? And then a smell in the air.
We just heard a really big explosion, and then like smokes are coming out. And then we went back because someone was said we need to go back. And then when we come back, then everyone started to panic. And then people decided to just go out. And then when we were there, everyone was panicking.
Those are some of the reactions of witnesses there last night. The President of the United States standing alongside Palestinian Authority leader Mahmoud Abbas just moments ago had this to say about the attack. Listen to this.
As President of the United States, on behalf of the people of the United States, I would like to begin by offering my prayers to the people of Manchester in the United Kingdom. I extend my deepest condolences to those so terribly injured in this terrorist attack, and to the many killed and the families, so many families, of the victims. We stand in absolute solidarity with the people of the United Kingdom. So many young, beautiful, innocent people living and enjoying their lives murdered by evil losers in life. I won't call them monsters because they would like that term. They would think that's a great name. I will call them from now on losers because that's what they are. They're losers. And we'll have more of them. But they're losers. Just remember that.
Yeah, so this is the President of the United States standing right next to Mahmoud Abbas in one of these typical sort of 2+2 press conferences.
Yeah, the where, tandem podiums.
Where they both have podiums, and Mahmoud Abbas had just spoken moments prior, and you have President Trump condemning in about the strongest terms we ever hear any president condemn terror and making it a very personal thing about, again, actually... This is the less sophisticated version of what he said in Saudi Arabia in his speech about, you know, that your life will be short and there will be no dignity in your death. And basically, the core mission, it seems, of this entire trip, also thanks in part to this Manchester attack, has been attacking terrorism as the job of a loser.
Yeah.
And boy, was that strong. I'd like to know, in general, how you react to it, to the listeners. I want to know, what do you think of the way the President of the United States has reacted so quickly at this point to a terror attack that he's seen happen overseas? 888-630-9625. 888-630-9625. I think a lot of people listen to something like that and they think to themselves, boy, this is different than what we used to hear.
Heck yeah. Quite a departure from our prior president reacting to events.
From President Obama. Oftentimes, in the wake of these types of terror attacks, the words that were coming out of the mouths of our leader, of the American president, everyone's sort of waiting to hear just the word terrorism, nevertheless right. A strong condemnation of the very attack that had taken place last night. By the way, I mean, we've barely mentioned the devastation, but we're talking children who were attacked last night in Manchester, young girls. Let's think back, though, Larry, to a couple years ago to the San Bernardino attacks and how the President of the United States then reacted. That was President Obama, and we actually have some audio of that this morning.
Yeah, it's quite a comparison.
We don't know that much yet. It's still an active situation. FBI is on the ground offering assistance to local officials as they need it. It does appear that there are going to be some casualties, and, obviously our hearts go out to the victims and the families. The one thing we do know is that and we have a pattern now of mass shootings in this country that has no parallel anywhere else in the world. And there are some steps we could take, not to eliminate every one of these mass shootings, but to improve the odds that they don't happen as frequently.
Right, so... This is the reaction wasn't even to utter the word terrorism, even to suggest that people were terrified by the reaction.
Right.
It was just
one of the key elements of terrorism.
Yeah, it was just like, hey, you know, whatever, but we got to deal with guns. Yep. What? It was a Rahm Emanuel-esque pivot. And it was one that offers no comfort to the average American who's listening to that going, what are you going to do about it?
Yeah. And then Vince, it's such a great point. And when you heard the president today speaking, or this morning, just last hour, you know, you could tell he started on script. You know, it sounded very much like prepared remarks. But then I think if it's possible to have classic Trump only 120 some odd days into the administration, this was a classic Trump moment where he decided, you know what, I'm going to say it like it is. I'm a New Yorker.
We stand in absolute solidarity with the people of the United Kingdom. So many young, beautiful, innocent people living and enjoying their lives murdered by evil losers in life.
And then he started riffing on this whole idea of them being evil losers.
Right.
It was quite impactful.
You can, I mean, if the word losers wasn't written down in his prepared statement, I imagine it might have, because the president himself had a hand in being like, no,
sure.
no, no.
True.
Change that.
Yeah.
Losers. That's what I'm going with. Losers this morning. And he, and by the way, he promised he's going to keep referring to them as losers.
We are taking your reactions to the president's remarks on the terror attacks in Manchester. We'd love to hear your initial feedback. 888-630-WMAL. It's 5:15. Now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Good morning, Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And good morning. All right, we are off to actually a good start here on 66 and quiet on 95-395. We still have the closure of MacArthur Boulevard with the ongoing road repairs after the water main break. So MacArthur Boulevard, again, planned for that closure between Reservoir Road and Foxhall Road. 270s, we push southbound out of the Frederick area and down through to the Beltway. Currently lanes reported open. Father Hurley Boulevard, heading northbound just north of 270 incident reported. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Overcast with showers at times today, high of 68 degrees. And then tonight, showers early, then cloudy overnight, low of 58. Tomorrow, looking at partly cloudy skies in the morning and then cloudy skies in the afternoon. Right now, maybe a stray shower tomorrow. It's going to get warmer, though. Tomorrow's high, 74 degrees. Right now, 63 degrees in the nation's capital at 516.
Attention diabetics. With insurance, you may qualify to get your testing supplies at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181.
This is what I've spent these last few days talking about during my trip overseas. Our society can have no tolerance for this continuation of bloodshed.
Yeah, that's President Trump just speaking moments ago alongside Palestinian Authority leader Mahmoud Abbas, taking the first moments of his time at the podium to address the deadly attacks last night at the Manchester Arena, at the Ariana Grande concert. We're taking your calls now on the issue of how you think that the president reacted. Was it appropriate? Does it commensurate to the event? And was... were his thoughts, how do you see them and compare them to the way President Obama treated these? Let's go to Brian, who's in Mount Airy. Brian, welcome. You're on Mornings on the Mall this morning.
Yeah, good morning. I just wanted to make a quick comment. I think the clip you just played of President Obama's comments a couple of years ago is a really good example of how the Democrats just twist and distort reality any opportunity they have.
And it kind of leaves you with sort of like an empty feeling, by the way, just that it didn't, that it was euphemistic and that it doesn't really get to the core of the of any viewer's concern, which is like, how are you going to deal with it? Do you hold these people in judgment, or do you just kind of like sit above it with like professorial disconnection and decide like, oh, you know, things happen and we got to deal with guns? It's
well, that's the thing. I think to Brian's point, you know, taking this event and turning it into, well, their agenda is about the Second Amendment and guns, so we're going to take this shooting at the hands of jihadists, right, Brian, and say, well really, this is about us having to have gun control laws.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
And Brian, thank you for that. And here's the thing. You know, many people out there are probably saying, listen, Vince, Larry, you guys aren't being fair. We didn't have all the information on the San Bernardino shooting. We didn't know that they were jihadists. They were still gathering information. First of all, I think the president knew at that time, by the way. But here's a perfect example. Orlando, the Pulse shooting. Now, we knew that the Pulse shooting was a jihadist attack, right? We knew that because of what he was saying to the cops at the time. He pledged allegiance to ISIS on the phone with all of those victims sitting there in the bathroom, still with him. He hadn't even slaughtered them all yet, right, Vince? That's how I remember it. Here's President Obama's statement the day after the Pulse shooting.
Today marks the most deadly shooting in American history. The shooter was apparently armed with a handgun and a powerful assault rifle. This massacre is therefore a further reminder of how easy it is for someone to get their hands on a weapon that lets them shoot people in a school or in a house of worship or a movie theater or in a nightclub.
Yeah, it's the gun's fault.
There is no more striking comparison between this. Listen, I know that President Trump is under a lot of fire right now, and I know that a lot of people who are Republicans, even people who voted for him, are getting nervous about him and saying, oh, man, he's going to get impeached, whatever. There is no better example right now of the bullet that we dodged with the potential of President Hillary Clinton in the light of an attack like this when you look at the president's reaction today, which I think was spot on.
Yeah, I mean, if you think about it, if you're sitting there wondering if there have been times where you're like, I don't know if Trump's doing what I want him to do and this is kind of disheartening, I'm disconnecting from the process or whatever. Just that point you just made is essential, Larry, which is to remember this frame of mind you were in when people voted for Donald Trump. President Obama was in office, and those were the types of things he was saying in reaction to every one of these events. And the last caller, I think, made a great point. Just this idea that there was this overwhelming sense in the Obama administration that they always had to tack back to whatever their policy position was. No matter what it was, it needed to be used in an effort to reinforce their policy position. But nowadays, we're seeing terrorists driving trucks into crowds of people. This is not about weapon control at any point. This is about the people who are behind the wheel of that car or behind the trigger of that gun. It's the human. And I think the president of the United States today, President Trump, took a strong stance. And I think a lot of people were comforted by that. Dan, you're in Harper's Ferry and on Mornings on the Mall this morning. Welcome.
Hi, good morning. Yeah, I think the president handled himself very well. He acknowledged what happened, stood with our allies, and didn't give any credibility to the cowardly losers that did this attack.
And imagine the reaction of Mahmoud Abbas, who's standing there and listening to this.
Well,
or anybody who's in the vicinity of terror in that region of the world who's listening to the president of the United States standing there. And I don't know how losers translates in all of these cultures and languages, but I'm hopeful that it translates very strongly.
Well, it's a terrific point because, I mean, if there's not a criticism, but if there's an observation to be made about the president's remarks, and I understand that this was in the context of a diplomatic meeting with Abbas, but let's face it, Abbas is a sponsor of terror, and the Palestinian territories are breeding terrorists right now who are killing Israelis and our allies over there on a regular basis. Hopefully the message resonated. Hopefully the message resonated to the podium next to him, and he recognized that the president was referring to many of the things.
It's a pretty clever way, actually, to convey a message of condemnation for terror without directly turning to Abbas and being like, you're sponsoring terror.
Right.
Just be like, hey. Like, just basically just, like, kind of showing off in front of them, this is the way we treat terrorism.
Right. We'll continue giving the latest out of Manchester and our analysis right now of the president's remarks from last hour in just a moment. It's 522 on WMAL.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom.
Listen to the Del Walmsley Show Sundays at 2 on WMAL.
You have no desire to do anything to get up, to move.
Dr. Will Sauve at Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers.
Depression is one of the few kinds of illnesses that takes over your identity. So people wake up every morning, you look in the mirror, and you see that depressed version of you. You do that enough times, and that becomes you.
Finally, there's hope for those struggling with depression with TMS therapy at Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers.
TMS therapy, it's a treatment that's been FDA indicated for the treatment of depression. I look forward to talking to patients who have completed their treatment because so many of them are in remission. So many of them are so happy that you really do get to see people walking out of here feeling completely well.
I don't know where I would be or what I would have done without TMS.
I can't really say in a strong enough way how much this treatment, this center, has meant to me. I'm very happy.
Accepting most insurances, including Medicare. For your free consultation, visit HopeTMS.com.
Some parents call it Tinder for teens. A swipe left, swipe right app on the rise in popularity.
Nudes? Question mark. Oh, jeez.
Seven on Your Side uncovers the dangers that could be closer than you think. Tonight on ABC 7 News at 11. Good Morning Washington's breaking out the Benjamins. Tomorrow, we're giving away $100 every 10 minutes starting at 6. That's right, $100 every 10 minutes. Watch tomorrow morning starting at 6 on ABC 7's Good Morning Washington.
Honey, you awake? You're snoring again. And neither of us are getting a good night's sleep.
Well, I have the CPAP.
But you're not using it. And when you stop breathing, it really scares me.
I know. I've tried so hard to use it, but I just can't tolerate it. What do you want me to do?
I want you to go call 844-SLEEP-TEST. Dr. Chuck Jelinek, who's a general dentist, he's been trained to offer a proven alternative to the CPAP. And their solution is covered by most insurances.
Is it that important to you that I sleep?
It's that important to me that you live.
If you can't use a CPAP, or you snore, or suspect you have sleep apnea, call Dr. Chuck Jelinek at 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844-SLEEP-TEST.com. For your free consultation, call 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com now and put your snoring and sleep apnea to rest.
It's 525, now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the Fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Germantown, your first, Father Hurley Boulevard, just as you cross 270 north on Father Hurley Boulevard, closed with the crash on 270. Southbound, we're okay as we come out of the Frederick area and down through to the Beltway. It's northbound, I'm just getting initial reports of a stalled car. Northbound in Urbana, just come up to the exit for Route 80, not give a lane, so be careful because you are up at speed there. We don't want that to be a crash. On the Beltway, quiet Maryland and Virginia. No problems coming up in the west. 395, we're buzzing along from the Beltway to and across the 14th Street Bridge and heading in through town. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A lot of gray skies, some fog around in spots this morning. Rainfall, though, should be limited until later this morning and into the afternoon. We may see a few showers. 68. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, it's 63 degrees in the nation's capital, 526.
Our society can have no tolerance for this continuation of bloodshed. We cannot stand a moment longer for the slaughter of innocent people. And in today's attack, it was mostly innocent children.
Monday night, last night, as we're all sitting down for dinner, panic in Manchester Arena in England. Ariana Grande concert, 22 people killed, about 60 injured. What authorities now say was a lone suicide bomber, as best they can tell. More information coming out. Larry, you and I know, we were talking about this before, ISIS did claim credit. We've seen some reports of that, but I haven't seen a lot of wide reporting on that, suggesting that there may be some dispute over whether or not they deserve credit. Mm. But, you know, yet again, another one of these attacks, and President Trump just responding in about as forceful of a way as we heard any president respond to terror so quickly.
Yeah, and there's something cathartic about it, I think, to have a president come out in no uncertain terms and call it what it is. And did he use the term Islamic terrorism? I'm not sure he used that term, but he definitely used terrorist and wicked ideology and evil losers and all of that stuff.
Yes.
And, you know, that last cut from the president talking about the fact that it's innocent children, this is who is, you know, attracted to an Ariana Grande concert, the terror that not only goes through those children, but their parents who drop them off. That's something that we're going to discuss as the morning goes on, too, because that's an element of this that is terrifying.
It's one of the worst things that could possibly ever happen.
528 on WMAL.
Homeowners, think Miss Utility doesn't apply to you? Think again. If you plan to move dirt, you should contact Miss Utility. Whether you're installing a mailbox, planting a shrub, or a garden, Miss Utility should be number one on your checklist. 2 full business days before digging, call 1-800-257-7777 or 811. Also online at missutility.net. Before you dig, every dig. Miss Utility. It's the law.
What makes one business rise above? Why do some grow while others simply maintain? Time after time, consistently successful businesses work smart. And when smart businesses need to hire, they do it on the job site that is the proven leader, Indeed.com. According to an independent study, Indeed delivers 5 times more hires than any other job site. More hires than the rest combined. Businesses that work smart choose partners that have proven track records. It's no wonder the 3 million businesses choose Indeed. To make it even better, right now we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job, boosting your listing in relevant search results and helping you find qualified candidates faster. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/radio. That's Indeed.com/radio. Indeed, the world's number one job site. For smart companies like yours, terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Nelson Cruz.
Goodbye, home run.
Measured by years, he's the best home run bat. Brian Zimmerman.
And it's out of here.
This season, he's the best hitter by any measure. Career stats versus hottest bat. Hit for the social cycle. Nationals, Mariners. The series starts tonight at 6:30 on Messen.
Ain't baseball great?
As we continue to get news and information on the terror attacks in Manchester, we'll, of course, deliver it to you. And coming up, we'll give you the details on President Trump's visit with Bibi Netanyahu, the State of Israel, and what his plans are today. Keep it right here. Mornings on the Mall on WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. British authorities continue to look for clues in the bombing last night in Manchester that has left nearly two dozen people dead.
There is still a large police cordon, at least a square mile around the entire area. The venue was actually sold out last night, and as you know, Ariana Grande, very popular pop star with the tween audience. That's why there were so many young people there, and authorities are confirming that among those at least 22 dead, there were children among them.
Correspondent Clarissa Ward. President Trump, meanwhile, offered his condolences to the victims.
The attack, of course, came amid President Trump's foreign trip. He was appearing today with Palestinian Authority President Abbas, and that is where he took the opportunity to express his condolences for the victims of this attack, as well as their families, and offered sharp words for the attacker.
I will call them from now on losers. Because that's what they are. They're losers.
Now, the president condemned the wicked ideology that he says inspires terrorists and says that terrorism must be obliterated.
Correspondent Sarah Murray. New this morning, the South Korean military says it fired a warning shot after an unidentified object flew south from North Korea. A large vigil last night at Bowie State University honored a student who was murdered over the weekend. 23-year-old Richard Collins III would have graduated from Bowie State later this morning. His accused killer, meanwhile, remains jailed without bond as investigators try to determine if Collins' death was the result of a hate crime. The fate of the Purple Line is much cloudier now after a judge's ruling that planners didn't adequately take into account a decline in metro ridership over the past few years when forecasting the Purple Line's eventual ridership numbers. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 20,895, the Nasdaq at 6134. Sports, the Orioles blow an early 5-run lead and lose to the Twins. The Nats had the night off. They open a home series against the Mariners tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The following is a paid commercial message.
Breaking news, the 2017 housing market is heating up to be one of the most competitive on record, with home prices surging to levels not seen in over 15 years. Hi, this is Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and what does this news mean to you? If you're in the market to buy a home this year, it means you need to set yourself apart to win out over other offers in a bidding war. How do you do that? By working with Cornerstone First Financial. We're a direct lender with our own money. We're local to this area with a track record of getting loans to settlement on time and offering the lowest interest rates. If you're not planning on moving this year, this news is also important if you're looking to eliminate PMI, consolidate debt, or take cash out for any reason. Call us today at 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. And our website is cornerstonefirst.com.
NMLS ID 183265, consumeraccess.org.
My friends Sarah and Debbie Reynolds just did it again. It's Larry O'Connor, and here's another reason why I continue to recommend Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds team with Keller Williams. Sarah and Debbie just sold Roger and Angela's home for $30,000 over the asking price in record time. They used their exclusive database of ready buyers. Sure, you can hire any agent, and chances are they'll sell your home eventually. But here's the question. Can they get you a lot more money than you think is possible? It's all about what you put in your pocket when the home closes, right? That's why I only recommend my realtors, Sarah and Debbie Reynolds. The Reynolds team's top-performing homebuyer systems and their years of experience are critical to have on your side. Sarah and Debbie want to talk to you right now, so give them a call. 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD, or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. Hey, it's Larry here for EMP 180 Weight Loss, and you've been hearing about my progress since January 1st. And I have to say that losing weight, seeing, feeling progress every single week on the EMP 180 program has been such a fun and exciting journey. Now, that's not the norm when you're trying to lose weight, especially losing weight on your own, right? It's tough. So I'm happy to say, can I have a drum roll here?
I hit my ideal empowered weight for me. I'm now an EMP graduate. All my numbers have aligned correctly. I'm down over 30 pounds. I did it. Now on to the second part of the Empowered Weight program, maintenance. I'm not worried because EMP 180 will never leave you. My body composition numbers are where they should be, and my metabolism is firing like a well-tuned engine. With EMP, I've got this. Do EMP 180 like I did. Get it done. Get to the healthy body you need. Call them today. EMP 180 Weight Loss. That's EMP180weightloss.com. EMP180weightloss.com. 703-992-0620.
535 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia Beltway heading through Annandale. Incidents on the outer loop southbound side. So heading destinations towards Springfield. It's going to be outer loop at 236. Little River Turnpike along the right side. Help is at the scene there. Inner loop as you come out of Springfield toward Tyson's and the Legion Bridge with travel lanes open. A little bit of volume, 95 in Aquia and Dale City starting to form a normal backup there. Now let's go into Germantown. We have a crash on Father Hurley Boulevard at just north of 270. So come off of 270 in that stretch. Watch for some closures. Have fire and rescue units there. And the ramp to go northbound on 270 from Father Hurley Boulevard is also closed. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Patchy fog this morning, 68. Tonight we fall back to 58. Rain showers early. Wednesday, not too bad. Isolated showers and thunderstorms, 74. It'll be mainly in the afternoon. Then rain and thunderstorms tomorrow night into Thursday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidick from the Weather Channel on WNAL.
Right now, 63 in Dumfries, 54 in Gaithersburg, 61 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
Hey, good morning. It's 5:37 on WMAL. Vince Colonnese alongside Larry O'Connor. Mary Walter will be back soon. Feeling a little under the weather. Get better, Mary. So, Tom Brokin will be stopping by at the 7 o'clock hour and from National Review to talk to us more about this attack last night at the Manchester Arena. The many children dead and injured. A horrific attack, and still more details coming out. And we're going to talk about all of that, including the national security implications, with Tom Rogan in the wake of President Trump addressing that very attack just moments ago. Larry O'Connor is joining me this morning.
Larry, today we reaffirm the unbreakable bond of friendship between Israel and the United States. A friendship built on our shared love of freedom, our shared belief in human dignity, and our shared hope for an Israel at lasting peace.
President Trump yesterday speaking next to Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in Israel. And this gives him the second leg on his tour through the most holy locations in the three major Judeo-Christian, well, monotheistic religions in our world, starting with Saudi Arabia, now down to Israel, and then the Vatican is coming up next. And for his part, Vince, Prime Minister Netanyahu seemed quite pleased to have President Trump there in Israel and spoke specifically about the historic visit the president made to the Western Wall.
Mr. President, I appreciate the fact that you went to the Western Wall and you're the first acting president who's done that. The people of Israel applaud you for it.
And this whole idea that the president decided to go first to Riyadh and Saudi Arabia, which, of course, is sort of the center of the Muslim faith, then to Israel, the focal point of, well, all three faiths, really, Christian, Muslim, and Jewish, and then eventually, but certainly identified with Judaism, and then eventually to the Vatican.
It, as a Catholic, I feel like he's ramping his way up.
Exactly.
By the way.
Just save the best for last. although, as a Catholic, certainly Jerusalem has quite a bit to do with our religion,
yeah,
right?
But, no, it has a place in history.
Well, and Bibi Netanyahu actually made that point, and it's such an important point to make considering the fact that the president is visiting in the Palestinian territories today. Here's Netanyahu yesterday.
We protect the Christian sites as no one else does anywhere in this region. We protect Christian sites, Muslim sites, obviously Jewish sites. We're committed to the freedom of all faiths and to the rights of all.
And it's such an important point to make, because let's just look at Bethlehem for a moment. I had Caroline Glick on my afternoon show yesterday from the Jerusalem Post, and she made this point. You know, Bethlehem, before it became officially under the Palestinian Authority, Bethlehem was a majority Christian city. It's now just 10% Christian. And, of course, you remember the siege of the church in Bethlehem, where horrible things happened to the priests there, and also the defacing of so many Christian icons in that church. It's an important point to make, how the Palestinian people and their government treat the very important Christian and Jewish sites within their territory.
Yeah, a lot of concern about that. You mentioned a moment ago that that they seem to be getting along great. It was very warm. I think some longtime observers of Israeli foreign policy for sure noted that it's unusual for these guys to be referring to each other by their first names.
Yeah. Well, they've known each other a while, right?
But they have known each other for a while.
Yeah.
And they were very chummy yesterday. I thought it was interesting that both Benjamin Netanyahu and Donald Trump had brushbacks for the Obama administration. They didn't, I don't think in either of their remarks, name Obama, but they both spoke about the prior administration's posture towards the Middle East.
Well, specifically with, listen to this little exchange here. Here's a little bit.
No matter what area we're in, we see Yemen, Iraq, no matter where we are, we see the signs, every sign, whether it's soldiers, whether it's money and guns, it's Iraq. And instead of saying thank you to the United States, they now feel emboldened. Maybe they figure the deal was so good, we can do it every time. They can't do it, believe me. But it was a terrible, terrible thing for the United States to enter that deal. And believe me, Iran will never have a nuclear weapon, that I can tell you.
So, calling the Iranian deal terrible and a terrible thing for the United States to get that deal. I think actually at one point yesterday, he kept referring it to as like Iran got a great deal, yeah. The best deal. It was the best deal. And what did we get? And again, just attacking Obama for that deal, which, by the way, just as a quick aside, somehow the Obama administration was able to negotiate that over many years without sustaining any leaks of any value. Yet President Trump can barely share one piece of intelligence with Russian officials.
That's a great point.
Without getting run out of Washington.
Well, sure, because all of the people in the Obama administration who were entrusted with this information and ensured that there were no leaks happened to all still be in the National Security Agency.
Yeah, they spent all that time practicing not leaking. You'd think they know how to do that.
Yeah. Also, by the way, speaking of not only was that an obvious commentary on President Obama and his lack of leadership in the Middle East by bringing Iran back up to superpower status within the region. Prime Minister Netanyahu was quoted saying, this isn't a specific slight to President Obama, I don't know what is. We appreciate the reassertion of American leadership in the Middle East. In other words, he's acknowledging that we are no longer leading from behind.
Right. And I think both American supporters of Donald Trump and Israelis are very happy to have that relationship restored.
It's 5:43 on WMAL.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by Geico Military. During this past weekend's observance of Armed Forces Day, Vice President Mike Pence addressed service members at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base in Ohio. In his remarks, the vice president stated that, quote, at home or abroad, the men and women of the armed forces of the United States stand tall and stand together, and you form the unbreakable backbone of American freedom, unquote. Get the full story at WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for funnel cakes, Ferris wheels, and three-day weekends. For inventing the baseball cap, the home run, and the first high five. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. That's why GEICO has been proudly supporting our military and their families for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much you could save on car insurance by switching to GEICO. For a quote, visit GEICO.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
Hey guys, pardon the advertising interruption to your radio program. Do yourself a favor and please listen carefully. If you have tried or wanted to try Viagra or other male prescriptions in the last few years, you need to hear about Noxetril, the super pill that will transform your sex life forever. You see, Noxetril has been formulated and developed in U.S. FDA labs, and it's the real deal. Noxetril works, period. Strong, explosive results that increase blood flow fast. And best of all, there are no side effects like prescription meds. After years of research, the developers of Noxetril got it right. This remarkable pill is off the charts. Right now, we encourage you to take advantage of our incredible free bottle offer. So what are you waiting for? Noxetril. It's that good.
Call now and find out how to get a free bottle of Noxetril while supplies last. Call 1-800-450-1381. That's 800-450-1381. Free bottles for a limited time. So call now. 800-450-1381. 800-450-1381.
It's 5:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the 5s. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Now is the time to get us going. 66, we can do just that out of Gainesville up through to the Beltway and continuing through Falls Church. No problems reported there. On the Beltway, Annandale, outer loop at 236, right near the Little River Turnpike. That's where we had the, looks like one car there with the VDOT help truck. Right lane crowded, right shoulder with the activity. So as you come out of Tyson's toward Springfield, it's going to be outer loop at 236. Stay to the left to get by. Inner loop, you're okay. No problems to report on the Maryland stretch of the Beltway. Father Hurley Boulevard, just north of 270, still with accident cleanup. That's continuing. Metro Rail, now in addition to SafeTrack Surge number 15, right now on the yellow line, expect residual delays to Huntington because they had an earlier train malfunction at Pentagon. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Clouds this morning, patchy fog, cloudy this afternoon with a few showers, 68. Showers early tonight, 58. Tomorrow, isolated showers and thunderstorms, mainly in the afternoon, 74. Then some steadier rain tomorrow night with thunderstorms, and maybe a few storms on Thursday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 64 degrees in the nation's capital at 546.
I'm Ed, former Marine and current parts representative at Ted Britt. From all of us at Ted Britt Automotive, we honor those that have given their lives to defend our freedom.
The Washington Post yesterday with a new report. The hits just keep on coming. You can sort of guess the framework, Larry, without giving you too many details.
Don't tell me there was an anonymous leak of some kind.
And did it have something to do with Trump? And did it have something to do with bad behavior on Trump's part? All of the above are true. This is the headline out of the Washington Post. Trump asked intelligence chiefs to push back against FBI collusion probe after Comey revealed its existence. This, Larry, goes back to March in, I believe it was March 20th, when FBI Director James Comey told the House Intelligence Committee that the FBI was investigating, quote, the nature of any links between individuals associated with the Trump campaign and the Russian government, and whether there was any coordination between the campaign and Russia's efforts. Well, after that hearing, President Trump reportedly went and asked two people, the Director of National Intelligence, Dan Coats, and the CIA chief, or sorry, the director of the NSA, Admiral Mike Rogers, to publicly deny the existence of any evidence of collusion during the election. So basically what you have is the president of the United States going to two people who fall within the executive branch, ultimately, to ask them, hey, can you basically go out in public and say, this is malarkey. This is not true.
There's nothing to it.
There's no evidence of collusion between me and the Russian government or anybody in my orbit. Let's just put this to rest, despite the fact that the FBI director just went out there and sort of floated this out into the ether that, well, there may be collusion and we're investigating it. So there's a lot, there are a lot of Bix being placed to hair right now. There, people are just lighting their hair on fire over this yet again. And to me, Larry, I see something like this and I think back to when President Trump first took office. And he was concerned about crowd sizes at his event. And what was the first thing he did? He contacted the director of the Park Service to ask him to assess quickly what was the crowd count. He personally did that, right? And this is a president who routinely sort of just dives in and tries to handle things on his own and views it from the perspective of, okay, all these guys work for me. I could easily fix this. Let me just call somebody who would know.
Right.
These guys in the intelligence community.
Yeah.
And they can get it out of the way. Well, both of these guys apparently turned down the opportunity to tell the public just as a matter of propriety, said, you know, that's not a good idea. I'm not going to do it, and never did. But again, this is being made out to be a huge deal that the president of the United States would even ask.
Yeah, I mean, he was acting as an executive. I mean, listen, I heard Joe DiGenova yesterday morning with you and Dan Halper, and he sort of made an important salient point that hasn't been amplified in any way whatsoever, which is, you know, even if there's evidence that the Trump campaign at some level had communications with the Russian government, that's still not a crime. It's still not a crime, and I don't see what the crime here is. I know that there's an appearance, I suppose, that Trump is trying to get people to obstruct justice or cover up something, but that, I think, is in the eye of the beholder. When I hear this story, I think to myself, here's an executive who is coming from the business world, from an executive atmosphere and culture, and he's doing what an executive does. They've got a problem, pick up the phone and get someone on the phone that'll be able to solve the problem.
The Washington Post report also says that in addition to the requests to Coates and Rogers, senior White House officials sounded out top intelligence officials about the possibility of intervening directly with Comey to encourage the FBI to drop the probe. Here's the quote in the piece from an anonymous official. Quote, can we ask him to shut down the investigation? Are you able to assist in this matter? Now, I read things like that, and I think you can take this potentially one of many ways, yep. But one is on its face that this was just this is just a bull in a china shop trying to ruin an investigation. Or two, again, be like, can you just get the exonerating information in front of James Comey so he knows that he's wasting his time?
Yeah.
So, but the readings on these reports, every single time they come out, if you turn on MSNBC, CNN especially, and you watch the reactions to this, the subtext, again, is always incompetence or traitor. And it's never like, hey, wait a second, let's assess what the other variables might be in this story, what the other options might be. And exonerating information, certainly something that President Trump's looking for in light of the fact that this whole thing has been a real drag on his agenda.
And the only crime that we absolutely know of, Vince, is that someone and some groups of people are anonymously leaking information to the media. In fact, we've got an update on the investigation into those criminal leaks. Yeah, there is none. There is none. It's 5:51. Let's hear from Rush Limbaugh.
Earlier this month, Aetna pulled out of Obamacare in Virginia. They're losing too much money. Other big insurers are also leaving, like Humana. They announced they're getting out of all Obamacare exchanges next year. So guess who the left is blaming? President Trump. After Aetna's announcement, the president tweeted two words, death spiral. After Humana's declaration, Trump posted Obamacare continues to fail. Those two statements, says the New York Times, nudged Obamacare downward. And they're not just blaming Trump. All the opponents of Obamacare have supposedly contributed to the problem by making self-fulfilling prophecies that Obamacare would fail. They kept saying it was going to collapse, and now thanks to them saying it was going to collapse, it is. Meanwhile, the next big legal hurdle facing Obamacare is subsidies. Federal court has already decided that the law's cost-sharing subsidies are not constitutional. Liberals are demanding that the Trump administration appeal that ruling. See, the liberals know that Obamacare will be dead in the water if the earlier ruling stands and subsidies go away. So they're already laying the groundwork to blame Trump if that happens. So Obamacare was designed to fail with no outside help. It was built on lies. It was unsustainable from the get-go. It's been in a death spiral since the day Obama signed it. They and only they are to blame. But what's happening is exactly what they want to happen. This is how you get to single payer.
In service to humanity.
Rush, noon to 3. Now on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall. WMAL.
Imagine that I only gave you part of a news story. Be pretty hard to follow, right? Well, that's exactly what happens when you rely on your credit card and bank statements to protect your identity. I mean, sure, your bank can help detect credit card fraud, but not the many other ways your identity can be stolen, like when somebody opens a new account or applies for an online loan in your name. That's why there's LifeLock. LifeLock uses technology to alert you to a wider range of identity threats. And if you have a problem, one of their U.S.-based specialists will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But with LifeLock, you can get more comprehensive identity protection than you can get anywhere else. Join now. Get 10% off when you visit LifeLock.com/rush or call them. 800-440-4833. Use the promo code RUSH. That's lifelock.com/rush and save 10%.
Hello, I'm Joe Cordell of Cordell & Cordell. Not long ago, we celebrated our 25th anniversary as a firm dedicated to, as many of you have heard, helping guys through one of the most difficult and crucial times in their lives. Starting out in 1990, my wife and I didn't realize that our mission would grow to include hundreds of attorneys, serving tens of thousands of guys across America and now in England. And though I'm proud of our growth, I'm most proud of the values that are the foundation of our success. And while it's true that Cordell & Cordell has aggressively defended guys facing divorce, the cornerstone of our practice, we've also encouraged reconciliation where possible. The fact is, we're proud to be the partner that guys can count on when the partner they hope for let them down.
Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Fairfax attorneys, a partner men can count on. 571-446-0000. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com.
555 WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here is J.B. Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, in Germantown, not so bad now. You can use Father Hurley Boulevard just north of 270. You should come off of 270. They still have accident cleanup, but only one lane blocked, and at this early hour, no delay. 270, just the volume starts performing on normal stretches through Urbana, Hyattstown. Punchbug, that's the car. That's the single vehicle accident on the Virginia Beltway, but it's being put up on a tow truck right now. I'm watching it. It's all to the shoulder on the outer loop at 236 Little River Turnpike, and we're just sailing by without any delay. Do watch, though, passing the Pentagon. We have slowdowns here quickly forming because of a crash. Washington Boulevard northbound, right as you pass 110 Jefferson Davis Highway. That's the scene of the incident. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Patchy fog this morning, 68. Tonight we fall back to 58. Rain showers early. Wednesday, not too bad. Isolated showers and thunderstorms, 74. It'll be mainly in the afternoon. Then rain and thunderstorms tomorrow night into Thursday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 64 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by Amtrak.
Great memories are made on trains, not in traffic. Experience travel the way it should be. Go from Washington, D.C. to Atlanta from $98 with Amtrak Saver Fares. Book now at Amtrak.com/Saver Fares. See where the train can take you. Restrictions apply.
We've all taken side jobs here and there to earn extra cash, but now making extra money is way easier thanks to Uber. Uber's the ultimate side hustle. Driving with Uber means you can earn extra cash whenever you want. It's not just another J-O-B. It's a totally flexible way to earn. You can turn it on and off just like your car. If you have a few spare hours here and there, drive with Uber. Have you ever wanted to be your own boss? I bet you'd make a great boss. Drive with Uber and you are your own boss. If you're driving right now, you should be earning right now. And Uber's Instant Pay makes every day payday. You can cash out straight from the app to your bank account up to 5 times a day. Listen, if you enjoy earning extra cash, if there's something special you'd like to buy, your car can start making you money. So go ahead, get your side hustle on. Sign up to Drive with Uber today. Go to uber.com/drive now. That's uber.com/drive now. uber.com/drive now. Certain restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's Toyota time at LustinToyota.com.
And our Memorial Day deals start right now. Corollas from $149 a month. Prius from $279 a month. Siennas from $309 a month. 700 vehicles to choose. Plus, only at Lustin can you drive off with the peace of mind from Auto for Life and Lifetime, bumper to bumper. The best vehicle coverage in the business. So grab your trade and kick off your Memorial Day celebration with Lustin.
Under Virginia's largest American flag.
LustinToyota.com. See dealer for details on all offers.
The Lustin Auto Mall of Woodbridge is deeply passionate about America, our military, and our community. This was the motivator behind creating a Veterans Memorial right on our property, and it's located under Virginia's largest American flag. On behalf of the Lustin Auto Mall, we'd like to thank our U.S. military and their families for their many continued sacrifices. It's our honor to support Military Appreciation Month. I invite you to stop by the Lustin Veterans Memorial and learn more about our commitment to the cause at Lustin.com.
What can it cost you to not contact Miss Utility? You dig and hit an underground line. Essential services could be lost. You're responsible. Someone could be injured or worse, and you're responsible. But other than that, it can't cost you that much. 2 full business days prior to digging, visit missutility.net by phone at 1-800-257-7777 or 811. Be Before you dig, every dig. Miss Utility, it's the law.
Nelson Cruz. Measured by years, he's the best home run bat. Brian Zimmerman.
And it's out of here.
This season, he's the best hitter by any measure. Career stats versus hottest bat. Hit for the social cycle. Nationals, Mariners. The series starts tonight at 6:30 on Messen.
Hey, baseball break.
Coming up on WMAL.
You know Disney World's Hall of Presidents? Well, the House of Mouse thought Hillary Clinton would be their newest Disney princess, but they got Donald Trump instead, and that's created some chaos in Disney World.
We'll also give you the latest information out of Manchester with that terror attack, and also ask you the question from a parent.